Would-be Kavanaugh assassin sentenced to 8 years in prison. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 3, 2025. Nicholas Roesk, who planned an assassination attempt on Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in 2022, was sentenced to prison for roughly 8 years on Friday. Roesk, who reportedly now identifies as a transgender female by the name of Sophie, was sentenced to serve 97 months in federal prison by Judge Deborah Boardman, a Biden-appointed judge, according to a press release from the Office of Public Affairs for the Department of Justice, DOJ. Politico reports Boardman said she took Roesk's transgender identity into account in determining the sentence. After Roesk is released, he will face a lifetime of supervised release. The attempted assassination of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was a disgusting attack against our entire judicial system by a profoundly disturbed individual, Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement. The Department of Justice will be appealing the woefully insufficient sentence imposed by the district court, which does not reflect the horrific facts of this case. Breitbart News reported in September that documents obtained by the Daily Wire showed that Roesk, a biological male, identifies as a transgender woman and was deeply mentally ill and suicidal. The Daily Wire reported that a source familiar with the legal proceedings in the case claimed that Roesk had allegedly used female identities online before the attempted murder. According to a press release from the Office of Public Affairs for the DOJ in April 2025, Roesk pleaded guilty to attempting to kill Kavanaugh. Per the press release, as part of Roesk's guilty plea, he admitted that on June 7, 2022, he flew from Los Angeles International Airport to Dulles International Airport with a firearm and ammunition in his checked baggage, and then traveled to Montgomery County, Maryland with the intent to kill Kavanaugh. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak reported in January that Roesk told law enforcement that he had been inspired by the leak of a draft opinion in the case that overturned Roe v. Wade.